Intentional versus unintended dual representation. Senate Bill 489 is clear regarding dual representation. Intermediary rules prevail, and brokers in Texas must use intermediary versus dual agency. The more persistent problem in representation is unintended dual representation. As mentioned before, a party to a transaction is a customer until they become a client. The proper method of turning a customer into a client is to do so in writing. Unintended dual representation can be created by the agent's acts, what the agent does or does not do. A persistent problem in this area is the failure to understand the importance of timely disclosure. Two areas are problematic. A license holder who fails to disclose representation to a potential buyer at first contact may imply that they are representing the buyer. License holders must disclose representation at first contact. A license holder who fails to disclose representation to a potential seller at first contact may imply that they are representing the seller. This most often happens when a license holder is representing a buyer and approaches a for sale by owner with the possibility of showing it to the buyer. Additionally, the behavior of a license holder can create a false sense of representation. Agents working with customer buyers are eager to hold on to the buyer with encouraging comments such as, "I am sure that we can find a home for you at the right price. I believe that the seller will accept $20,000 less than the list price. Most sellers will take a bit less than the asking price. Let's write up an offer. I can handle all of the details for you. I have great contacts with favorable financing." The best way to get the right price is to point out the negative features, even if they do not matter to you. All of the above can cause problems for the license holder. The buyer now believes they are represented, and that may be the case. The license holder has violated his fiduciary duty to the seller by providing representative services to the buyer. Our deeds and statements are often enough to establish an agency relationship, especially in the absence of proper disclosure.